The commentary reads, Hebrews 11:6 teaches that it takes faith to please God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 talks about the importance of hearing the message of God's word in order to have faith in God's personal and church-sponsored Bible studies are great ways to hear God's word. You need to make sure you read the appendix article entitled Effective Personal Bible Study, which will follow this chapter on Bible. Psalms 1, 2, and 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 support the importance of individual studying of God's word. 1 Timothy 3, 2, and 2 Timothy 2, 2 support the importance of the pastor and others being involved in helping people understand how to live by God's word. James 2:17 teaches that if we don't have works of obedience, then our faith is dead and not pleasing to God. Matthew 7:24-27 teaches the foolishness of hearing but not obeying God's word, as well as the wisdom of hearing and obeying it. In summary, because the Bible is authoritative truth, every member is expected to prayerfully study and obey it. Again, that's a key idea. Because the Bible is authoritative truth, every member is expected to prayerfully study and obey it. That brings us to the review questions. Question 1 asks, what two scriptures support the idea that the Bible came to us from God through people? That's found on the bottom of page 3. It says, these two scriptures support the idea that the Bible came from God through people. What you need to put on that blank is 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, and 2 Timothy 3:16. Again, 2 Peter 1:21, 2 Timothy 3:16. The second review question on page 5 asks, what scripture supports the idea that we cannot simply trust what seems right to us? Again, the answer is on the bottom of page 3. Proverbs 14:12 teaches that we cannot trust our own wisdom. What you need to write on the blank is Proverbs 14:12. And then the third question on page 5 asks, you need to fill in the blank, because the Bible is blank truth, every member is expected to prayerfully blank and blank it. This answer is found right above the review questions, so put these words in the blank. Because the Bible is authoritative truth, authoritative goes in the first blank, every member is expected to prayerfully study, study goes in the second blank, and obey, obey goes in the third blank. All right? Because the Bible is authoritative truth, every member is expected to prayerfully study and obey it. Now, let me share with you the article on page 25 dealing with effective personal Bible study. It says, before your daily study, find a quiet place to ask God to help you understand and obey His word. This is the first prayer. Your Bible, study tools, paper, and pen should be handy. During the second study, ask, what does the passage say? What does the passage mean? And what does the passage mean to me? In answering the first question, which is a question of observation, paraphrase or put in your own words what the passage says. And answering the second question, which is a question of interpretation, study tools such as the Ryrie Study Bible, this is a Bible with outlines, footnotes, and other study resources, Living Bible, this is a paraphrase version of the Bible, Commentary, it's a book of comments on the Bible, and Concordance, an index of words in the Bible, may be helpful. That is the Ryrie Study Bible, Living Bible, Commentary, Concordance. These are some helpful tools in studying, answering the question, what does the passage mean? In answering the third question, which is a question of application, it is important to be honest with yourself, even when the text teaches that you are wrong. After the study and during the study, keep notes of the answers to the three study questions. At the end of the study, ask God to help you remain mindful of and obedient to what you have studied. This is the second prayer. 10 minutes of study each day until you grow to 20 or more minutes a day is better than 1 hour of study every now and then. Using the Sunday school and or Wednesday Bible study material is suggested for personal Bible study. The pastor uses the New International Version of the Bible as his primary text. He consults the King James Version, New Revised Standard Version, and Living Bible in his study periods. Feel free to request a copy of his article entitled Bible Translations from your accountability partner or the ministry staff.